You're listening to Vatican Radio. English Cardinal Vincent Nicholls joined religious and political leaders on Monday in condemning an attack on Muslims leaving the Finsbury Park Mosque in North London. An elderly man died after the attacker drove a van into a group of people who'd been attending evening prayers following the breaking of the Ramadan fast. Nine other people were injured while the attacker has been taken into police custody. Bishop Paul Hendricks is auxiliary of the South London Diocese of Southwark and co-chair of the UK's Christian Muslim Forum. He told me why it's more important than ever for people of all faiths and none to stand together in the face of these terror attacks.
I've been actually to the mosque, I think, three times now over the last two or three years. One occasion was actually with a group of members of our Bishops Conference Dialogue and Unity department. What really struck me about the mosque, I think the Muslim Welfare House is part of the same institution. The very impressive thing there is the relationship with the community, the local churches and the local residents. I was there Wednesday of last week, and this was for an iftar celebration, marking the end of the day at Ramadan, where the fasting finishes, and they traditionally invite other people from time to time at one of these iftars to visit the mosque and to be with them and to hear about what they're doing. And on that occasion, there was the local MP, Jeremy Corbyn, who's also the leader of the Labour Party, the mayor of Islington, members of the police force, other emergency services, and of course a lot of church leaders and members of interfaith organizations. My overall impression is just the tremendous support that they've received from the community at various times when there have been perhaps incidents involving graffiti, other times when they've been subject to abuse. It doesn't happen very often, but when it does, the local residents have been extremely supportive and they've got a very good relationship with the local people.
So what is the atmosphere like there in London amongst the Muslim community now? Because there have been increasing tensions, haven't there, over these past months?
There's naturally some anxiety. I got a text earlier today from a Muslim friend of mine who was anxious about a report that she'd heard about some acid attacks that are supposed to have taken place around the country. I think the signs are that that's actually a false report, but I mention it because it's a sign of the anxiety that is around, very understandably.
Are you concerned that these tensions could have a negative impact on Christian-Muslim relations in London and indeed throughout the UK?
Well, it does appear that difficult to penetrate the logic of people who do these sorts of things, but if there is some sort of intention behind these incidents, it would appear to be to cause division within the community between Christians and Muslims and between the Muslims and the general population. One of the things that came across very strongly at the iftar I attended last week was a determination by Christians and Muslims, by politicians and by local resident, that there shouldn't be this division, that it's very important that we all stand together. And they were very, very clear about that, very determined in that way.
What else are you doing in the forum itself? What kind of work are you focusing on to try and bring communities together, as you say, rather than letting these tensions divide people?
I think that's on two levels, really. One would be the national level, more in terms of clarifying certain issues. For instance, during the past year, there's been some discussion about what they call supplementary schools, religious supplementary schools, after-school classes for Muslims. But without going into the details, that would be one aspect of our work. But the other would be much more a local level. There's a very good network of volunteers around the country in different areas, particularly where there are areas of large Muslim populations, like London, Leicester, Blackburn, Manchester. And I think we've really been encouraging local groups to bring people together in different ways. For example, there's been quite a lot of youth work going on, different projects, a number of events bringing women together, Christian and Muslim women, to discuss issues they have in common and to just to get to know each other. Also, various programs involving church leaders and Muslim leaders. For instance, I remember going to an event in Birmingham some years ago where we brought together Christian leaders, church leaders, to encourage them to engage with Muslims in their area. And that was parallel with another event we had to do a similar thing with the Muslim leaders, to encourage them to engage with Christians in their area.
Cardinal Nichols has issued a statement, hasn't he, decrying the latest attack. How important do you think these statements from religious leaders are at times like this?
Well, very important, particularly high-profile people like the Cardinal, Archbishop of Canterbury. It's perhaps more difficult in terms of the Muslim community because they don't really have the same structures that we do, and they're not always the same obvious spokespeople, although, of course, the Muslim leaders do speak out when they have the opportunity. But particularly for high-profile Christian leaders, we do have that opportunity to speak out and to offer our support and to encourage others to rally round to help. One thing I might be helpful to mention is at the iftar last week at the Finsbury Park Mosque. This was on the same day that we had a terrible fire in a tower block, an apartment block in West London. And that same evening, following the fire the night before, many of the speakers, particularly from the Muslim community, spoke about initiatives they've become aware of, where so many imams and other high-profile religious leaders have been encouraging people to rally round and to make available some of the sorts of things that the authorities have appealed for in terms of blankets, food, toys for children, various things like that. And actually, they were saying that there have been some mosques in places like as far away as Bristol, several hours' drive away in Manchester, that have, that day had driven up to London in order to offer any help they could, you know, in that situation of great need. And that solidarity was very, very striking.